The Neanderthals, portrayed as the primitive ancestor of man by evolutionists, has been definitely shown to be a lost human race. The Neanderthals were human beings who appeared suddenly in Europe around 100,000 years ago and vanished just as suddenly and silently 35,000 years ago, or else became assimilated with other races. The only difference between them and the modern man is that their skeletons were slightly stronger and they had slightly larger skulls. Neanderthals were a human race, and this is now agreed by just about everyone. Evolutionists made great effort to depict these human beings as a primitive species. But all the discoveries made showed that the Neanderthals were no different to a well-built person walking along the streets today. The Neanderthals most closely resemble the Eskimos living in the cold climates today. Discoveries have shown that the Neanderthals buried their dead, made musical instruments of various kinds, and shared a highly developed culture with humans. The New Mexico University paleoanthropologist Eric Trinkos, regarded as an authority on the subject, writes, "Detailed comparisons of Neanderthal skeletal remains with those of modern humans have shown that there is nothing in Neanderthal anatomy that conclusively indicates locomotor, manipulative, intellectual, or linguistic abilities inferior to those of modern humans." Today, however, scientists and researchers agree that the Neanderthals are nothing more than now extinct human race. Thus, it was that another false proof that evolutionists for years attempted to depict as a link in the supposed evolution of man vanished from the scene.